Fiordland's importance to Aotearoa. Hare mai, welcome to Fiordland, Te Rua o Te Moko. This field trip is based in Tamatea, Dusky Sound, in the heart of the Fiordland wilderness. This is a region full of amazing history, landscapes, and unique plants and animals. A remote and rugged land. Fiordland is a region in the southwest corner of Te Waipounamu, the South Island. The fjords that give the area its name are troughs carved by glaciers about 20,000 years ago. These glaciers extended out to the coast, and when they melted, the sea flooded in. Fiordland National Park. Fiordland National Park is Aotearoa's largest national park. It is also a World Heritage Area. History. Fiordland was well known to Māori, and many legends describe its formation and naming. Atua Tutiraki Whānoa is said to have carved the rugged landscape from formless rock. Only a few Māori lived in Fiordland, but many travelled through the area. Many of the names in Fiordland, Te Rua o Te Moko, are linked to the voyages of the Takatimu Waka and its captain, Tamatea, who the sound is named after. Captain Cook and his crew were the first Europeans to visit Fiordland, and in 1773 spent 6 weeks in Tamatea, Dusky Sound. Tourism. Quinton McKinnon and Donald Sutherland opened the Milford Track in 1889 and began guiding tourists on the now world-famous track. Fiordland attracts thousands of tourists from all over the world. This field trip with Pure Salt involves a multi-day voyage on board the MV Flightless Vessel. It will be an adventure into the heart of Fiordland to discover the mini taonga, or treasures, of Tamatea, Dusky Sound, the largest fjord in Fiordland. Fiordland is a popular place for tourists to visit. What impacts do you think tourism has on Fiordland?